Well, first of all, I want to say what a tragic story this is and to extend our sympathy to Alia's widest family. It really is a tragedy. The main point is that this could not have been foreseen. There was no indication that Alia's mum was going to kill her. But sadly, there were some indications that Alia's mum was ill, and those weren't picked up early enough or quickly enough.
Yeah, there were a number of missed opportunities here, weren't there? Should we just go through some of the issues? I mean, there was opportunity to assess her mentally. There were concerns raised but not dealt with seriously enough.
Yes, that's right. And it's partly because her mum didn't present in the way that would have immediately rung bells. And partly because people got very caught on the issue or the problem that was being raised rather than look at the total picture. So no one realised that there had been a number of incidents with different agencies, all of which were similar, but if you put them together, they would make a much, much more important picture than they would as individual incidents.
What kind of incidents are we talking about here where we've got examples of things that have gone wrong, I mean, windows broken and such, where, taken in context, it would have led people to look at it more closely?
Yes. Taken in context, for example, when neighbours complained and said they were concerned about mum's behaviour, one of the agencies, the police, visited, and they made a perfectly reasonable judgment that this mum had been drinking, but her daughter was well cared for, the house was clean, and mum was being reasonable again. So it's trying to actually help people understand that that's not enough. You need to find out more in these instances. And that's what didn't happen well enough.
Because it wasn't just neighbours, was it? It was family members as well. And surely they've got very... If they've got concerns, then that should be looked at very closely.
Indeed. And indeed, family concerns were looked at and were listened to. And police responded, health people responded, housing responded, people moved mum. But mum was very, very concerned and angry that people were victimising her and were abusing her and harassing her. And so she managed to push agencies away by complaining about that rather than agencies sticking to it and saying, no, we need to look a bit more.
Would that not be expected in a case like this for somebody with mental illness? They're going to try and maintain their status quo and maintain, you know, their house, their domain. I mean, this is that's pretty standard, isn't it, for somebody in that position?
It is if you recognise that she's ill, and she did not present as ill. She presented as angry and sometimes under the influence of drink. And so people who are not mental health professionals need help to recognise that there's more than just an angry neighbour who's upsetting the neighbours, or a domestic dispute between family members. And what people who got involved in this from all the agencies did was look at the problem rather than look at the context of the problem.
So there are a number of recommendations from this, which I believe it says have all been implemented already. Can we talk about what has changed to try and stop this happening again?
Staff across all the agencies involved have had mental health training in order to help them better recognise the signs and symptoms of early mental health. Some work has been done to improve the way in which checks are done when there is an incident, so that one agency who's concerned can check what's happening with other agencies. Work has been done in the NHS to make sure that children, when they are in migrant or asylum-seeking families, are registered quickly with the NHS so that they're overviewed by a health visitor. Work has been done by everybody to make sure that they work closer together. That's ongoing, it's constant, and it will always be constant because it's always changing. But that's what we've been doing. It's being audited so that we know that things have happened.
That idea of working together with various other agencies, this sort of interagency approach, I mean, you say it's constant. It's been a constant reason and a constant excuse given in the deaths of numerous young children in Birmingham over the last few years. And people will hear this and say, well, how much closer do they have to work together? Is this a case of agencies having this stuff on file and not talking to each other? Why is this still not sorted out?
3 years ago when this happened, there was a major problem with the way agencies were working together. It's sorted out better now. We can still improve. We are improving. But it is a problem across the whole of Britain and indeed the world, because each agency has its own way of operating. And we have to constantly work with new staff, newly trained staff, older staff, to remind them to work across, not just their agency, but with others too. Things are much better. We will always have to improve.
But all these agencies keep records of where they have interventions or dealings with people. I mean, in the days of computers and very sophisticated systems of working, it seems the most obvious thing. They should be able to click a button and find out who's dealt with them, does it not?
Sadly, although that was being developed, the legislation to make that happen was stopped, and now we're back at the point where we can't do that. It has to be done manually.
So is there? Do you believe that the safety of children in Birmingham, and indeed across the country, is being put at risk by the fact that we are not able to implement systems that we want to do, people like social workers and police?
I think that makes our job much harder. But we can still work hard to improve the way in which we talk to each other.
So a social worker working in Birmingham right now, if they're called out to deal with a child in Erdington, wherever, are they able within a matter of half an hour, say, to have all the records of all the other agencies who may have dealt with that child at their fingertips?
Say a health visitor or a social worker or a police officer, if they're concerned, can make calls to the other agencies to get the information. They can't press a button and get all the records.
Do you know how long that process takes? Is that an easy one to do? I mean, imagine if you're making calls to different agencies, it could take days with various people. You know, people are off, people are sick, people are whatever. It could take days to find out, and that may be too late. There's a serious issue there, isn't there?
It's an issue that is constantly needing to be worked on, but in Birmingham we now have much quicker response times and much better systems having worked on it.